Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on BBSRadio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight again. You know, if you love angels, this is the show to listen to. My sincere intention is always to bring the loving messages about the angels and celestial beings. So now at this time, let's invite all the holy angels, the archangels, the beings of light to be with us. Please bring in your guidance and assurance, for the Most High is good of all, and may only divine light surround each one of us at this time. Thank you, God and angels. Amen. Okay, tonight we have our special guest is Reverend Janie Feldman. Janie has been communing with the angels for many years, over 40 years. Some of you might remember Janie. She's been on our show several times, and I'm just so happy she's here tonight. She's a wonderful spiritual coach. She's an angelic intuitive counselor. She's a very loving earth angel. She's a wonderful author, inspirational writer, and her books are Commune with the Angels, that has been published in 5 languages. The other one is Driving Under the Influence of Angels, and the other one is Angels by My Side. I love all 3 books, so I recommend them. Janie is an ordained interfaith minister. She's a Reiki master. She officiates weddings. She's just a wonderful angel multitasker. She has her spiritual counseling in Maryland at Angel Heights. And if you want to know more about Janie, her website is www.earthangel4peace.com. That's earthangel4peace.com. Our dear Janie will be sharing her inspirations about God's light, ways to shine our light, and how to bless others with our light. So without further delay, welcome, Janie.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And hello to everyone.
Yes, I'm so happy to have you here. The angels are happy too. And I have to tell you that, you know, every time I try to have a special guest on the show, the angels guide me, you know. And so the first thing, of course, that came to my mind was call Janie.
Oh,
you know,
thank you
let
so
Janie
much.
Come in for December, because I just love that you want to talk about God's light. And you are an inspirational speaker, writer, of course. And I was just like, this is an authority on angels, and she has to be on the show again. So thank you again.
Thank you.
So share with us.
Well, I thought it was appropriate, since I was going to be speaking to everyone here in December. We have the winter solstice that's coming up on December 21st, and people know it as the first day of winter, and it really is, it's a very sacred time. It's the longest night, and as a result of it, it's really considered like the darkest day of the year. And this season, not only with the winter solstice, but this is a time of many religions celebrating light. And so I'm encouraging all of your listeners to let this be a time for each of us to celebrate the light that is inside of each one of us. One of my favorite biblical verses is from Ephesians, where it reminds us to imitate God as the children of light that we are, that we came from light. And as you so beautifully open your show, we have been given the gift of angels in our lives. We are truly light babies of God, and we've been given the fellowship of angels. And their name goes back to Sanskrit. It does in Greek mean messengers of light, but in Sanskrit it means the shining ones. And I believe that God has placed them in our lives to remind us, to kind of be coaches to us, spiritual coaches, to keep our light shining, to keep our light shining. So I'm encouraging everyone to use the words. We find them in Genesis. It's Genesis 1:3, where God says, "Let there be light." And in reading Catherine Ponder's books on prosperity, she gives the technique that whenever we feel that we're spiritually stagnant, or let's say that we don't think our abundance or, you know, our finances are moving forward the way we would like them to do, she encourages us to use that statement, that very powerful statement from the Bible, let there be light. And we can say that for all things in our lives. Let there be light in all areas of my life. And it really is touching in to a superpower that God has placed inside of each and every one of us, this wonderful light energy that radiates through our smile and our eyes and our touch. So I'm simply just encouraging people to say, let there be light. And by doing so, you're being conscious of the inner power that God has placed within you that enables you to create, you know, what you want in your life or what your heart's desires may be in your life.
Absolutely. I love how you define the angels like the shining ones. Because, you know, I know that they're of light, they're of pure light, of course. But you know, I always think of them the messengers that bring us, of course, the guidance. And I know the light, but just calling them shining ones, I could see them such in a different way now. And the way they shine the light in within us.
Yes. I think that's one of their assignments, so to speak, is, and I often, you've heard me refer to them as the cosmic cheerleaders, but to remind us that one of our missions and purposes is to keep that light burning. God placed a spark of light in each one of us. That's part of our birthing from God. But it is our assignment to keep that burning bright by believing in ourselves and doing things, you know, that elevate the light energy and lift it up, you know, and keep us burning bright. So I'm encouraging everyone in this time of year, you know, to do things. It is a dark time of year. We're in the season of winter. But to do anything and everything positive and constructive to uplift your spirit and fill it with joy and keep your light shining bright.
Janie, so, you know, you're talking about this is the we're in the dark time of the year, but it's still a beautiful season of light.
I agree. I'm not taking away from winter. You're exactly right.
Exactly. And you know, I feel, you know, when and a lot of people probably feel, you know, when the weather changes, it's like, you know, suddenly there's the summer, then there's the fall and it gets colder. And then I felt just a drastic change, you know, and it's been cold. This side of the country is not that cold, probably like on the East Coast, but it is cold and it's darker and it's, you know, it's, I want to find the light all the time. I love the sun. But with the angels, they give us so much light and they could just fill us with light. And mostly this season that I was going to ask you, do you feel how the angels really are open to us? Like this is a season of light. It's a divine energy.
I do. And I feel that's a healing that God gives to us to support us because as a beautiful season it is, the winter does get us to slow down and rest and kind of hibernate and rejuvenate. But it is also, it does impact us when there is the difference in the light vibration. So the angels support us. You know, it's important for all of us to get as much bright sunshine as possible. You know, the energy of, I think in the research, one of the vitamins that we in America lack is vitamin D, the sunshine. So it is important for us to get as much light as possible. And I truly believe that when we open, such as you encourage people, to the angelic kingdom, you're opening to a very unique form of light that comes to us in our meditations and in our visualizations and as we open our life experiences to serving God in cooperation with the angelic kingdom. As you know, I was inspired by the angels to create Be an Angel Day, and it's always celebrated in August, but it's a message that's good every day of the year to do one small act of service for someone, to be a blessing in someone's life. By doing that, we become light. And we bring, you know, someone might be going through something challenging and difficult, and it might seem like a dark phase in their life. Maybe they're going through a divorce. Maybe they've had a recent loss. And they feel like a warmth or a light has gone out of their lives. And when we extend our light to someone else, which is what the angels do to our lives, every heartbeat and every breath of our being, when we share our light, we're really being like the angels, and we're shining caring and kindness into people's lives to let them know that they're not alone. And God has given us the angels to reassure us that we're not alone, you know, that when God looks down, he sees us and our angels walking by our sides, you know, to uplift us, just as Psalm 91 says, that he's given the angels, you know, the blessing to, you know, to watch over us and to keep us on our path.
Oh, yes, I love that, Psalm 91. And he will give his angels charge over you to guard you and keep you in all your ways. I love how we just have to realize it, Janie, that this is really an important time to believe in the angels, and they are really God's gift to us. This morning, you know, I always take my angel cards, and the card that came out was the Master Jesus Christ came out, and I was just so impressed because the card, it says that he's holding a light in his hands, a beautiful golden light, and it says he was an example to many, and these and greater things than these shall ye do, he said, inviting us, you know, to find and express the greatness of light within us. And I just love when I saw this because, oh my God, it's like, this is what we're going to talk about today. And this is just validation of how this God light is coming to us.
I totally, that just absolutely thrills me. You know, I mean, that's just God being God when, you know, the energy of you drawing a card and it's so in tune, you know, to what I shared with you I was going to speak about. Mm-hmm. And I love that verse. Because it's really when Christ is saying, and in essence, all this and more you shall do, all right, more you shall do. And we're having the opportunity to experience in our lives, which is the gift that's been given to us by God, is to experience what I'm saying, this power of radiance or this power of light that is inside of us. And as a result of it, it opens up so many thresholds and doorways. And that's the more that Jesus is talking about. He's talking about more healing and more miracles and more blessings, vibrations. And so our assignment is to accept and believe in ourselves as children of God, and that we're here on earth to be these beacons of light, and we're here to shine with creativity and to shine with love, and we're here to appreciate this gift and to own it and take good care of it, and, you know, and not really let anything or anyone dim that light. You know, the energy is, it's up to us to be grateful and appreciative for this gift that God has given us and take care of it. You know, there's people that, you know, again, they have an attitude that, you know, almost feels like it's going to snuff your light out at times. Mm-hmm. But up to us to take good care of that energy and to do things that enhance our light and keep it shining bright. And that's what the energy of the Christ, you know, is the statement Christ said, you know, I'm the light vibration. So it's a great inspiration at this time of year for us to say that Christ not only comes as a messenger and a very personal savior, you know, to many, he is inspiring us that we're here every day to, we have the opportunity to shine in our self-expression, to shine in service to God, to shine in, well, I'm also going to encourage people that a way that we can shine our light is through laughter. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen the image of the laughing Christ, and it shows Jesus, you know, just laughing, and it's just so uplifting and inspiring, and it's here for us. He's reminding us to have positive thoughts and positive attitude and to be joyful, joyful, joyful.
Exactly. Laughter is one of the greatest ways, even, you know, to uplift us and to higher our vibration. And that's what I was going to mention, you know, when you say we have to take care of ourselves because of, well, the environment that we live, or, you know, frequencies that we pick up from other people. And, you know, I believe that prayer, of course, being grateful, meditation, that's the way we take care of ourselves. Don't you think? It's like we need to also, like, nurture our soul.
Linda, that is so beautiful. I totally encourage people that there's prayers that we say that are important to us, that raise our vibration, making time for prayer, you know, on a daily basis, replacing negative thoughts with positive ones, Also, being careful of the materials and the programs that are upsetting, not watching them over and over again, like such as the news, not tuning in to negative news or listening to, sometimes there's depressing, angry music. We might just have to make the choice to turn TV off or the radio off at times. I also encourage people to avoid arguments. To find peaceful resolutions to problems, and if necessary, you know, to simply say, well, let's discuss it at a time when we're both calmer, you know, the energy to agree that this things are just escalating, you know, the energies. We can also clean up. I encourage people to do like what I call angelic feng shui for your home and to have a peaceful, sacred environment that you come home to, one that you can rest in, and you can relax in, and you can refill yourself with light, you know, the vibration. Obviously, as you mentioned, taking care of eating, eating healthier and eating lighter, it's a way that we look out for ourselves physically. You know, sometimes we might not want to eat a lot of large meals, but if, you know, if you were smaller, you'll notice a lot of restaurants are doing what's called small plates. And the small plate is so kind to our bodies, all right? It's, again, it's a way of having smaller, lighter meals. So looking physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, it is up to us to be good guardians and stewards to all of our bodies, you know, all the expressions of ourselves, and to do things that, you know, again, enhance the light, elevate the light, amplify the light, and most importantly, that we own it. You know, that we own. Oh my goodness, God has put this divine spark inside of me, and it's like a hearth fire, and we're to keep that fire burning bright.
Absolutely. I love that you say that. I'm going to give out the numbers for our listeners to call in, Janie, if they want to receive any angel messages. And so I will be giving angel messages and Janie as well, as she is inspired. So we're going to take a little break and you could start calling in. That number is 1-888-627-6008. And we are taking a little break. We'll be back like in 60 seconds.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the Angels' Messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hi, everyone. We're back. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. We are on Station 1, and our guest tonight is Janie Feldman, the wonderful authority on angels in the angelic realm. So, Janie, before we get any callers, I don't see any yet, I want to mention to our listeners, you know, you've written beautiful books on angels. And, you know, I've read all of them. And Commune with the Angels was the first one, right? And it's just it's just like an encyclopedia of angels. Like, you know, the world of angels is in there. You explain everything perfectly well. And, you know, where they came from, who they are. And just it's just so well written, Jane. I just love it. And then, of course, Angels by My Side is one of my favorites. And I was remembering that you had... in that book, you write a lot about the archangels and the healing angels and the saints and angels. And something was coming to mind was when you talked about Padre Pio, about the healing. Because, you know, I know there's a lot of people who are not well or have disease, or mostly this time of colds and flus. But I was reading that part of Padre Pio of how miraculous he was and how he is a healer.
Absolutely. And he loves everyone. You know, what a loving individual. Just because when people close their eyes to earth, when they open them to heaven, they don't stop being of service. I really do believe, you know, that our light is eternal. And he was of such great service and caring and compassion here on earth, and still is. And
could you remind us who he was? Because I know he was Italian.
Yes, right. He is an Italian saint. All right. He lived in San Giovanni, Italy. He was an individual who served as a priest, but also had the stigmata. He had the stigmata where the wounds of Christ actually appeared on his physical body. And one of the things I had the opportunity to go to see where he lived in Italy. And one thing that I was so touched by, that everyone that had ever written him, he saved their letters. And I believe that he responded, or at least had, you know, a secretary respond to them. That's how deeply he took his service to be a blessing to people and let people know that part of his mission was to pray for them and to radiate God's healing to them and to let them know that they weren't alone. And I believe the saints are universal. Of course, he was a Catholic priest, but I encourage people of all faiths to know that the saints are accessible to them. I consider them as brothers and sisters of light, the energies. I think many people are familiar with St. Anthony, and when people misplace something, they oftentimes say, St. Anthony, please come around. This is missing, and it must be found. And he will help you. He will help you, whoever you are. He loves doing that. And Padre loves to hear from people asking for his assistance. I mean, he honors God and, you know, knows he is glorifying God by continuing, you know, to be of service through listening to people's prayers and being a blessing. So he's a wonderful, if your listeners, you know, want to read about him, he's just a precious soul. And I just feel very blessed to have had the opportunity to see, you know, where he lived and what a humble individual he was, and just love people. He has a book that was written about him was Send Me Your Guardian Angel. And the energy is that he was calling upon the angels to join him, you know, in service to God by doing healing on God's behalf.
I think that's why I was my attention was brought to that part of the book, because he had extraordinary help from his guardian angels. He would say that he testimony that the angels would encourage him and give him messages, and he would encourage, you know, others to reject any limitation, because with angels everything is possible, right?
Right, and you'll find in so many of the lives of the saints, you know, a number of them had intimate experiences with Archangel Michael in particular, you know, with the energies, or, you know, being open to visions and experiences with the angels. And we're no different than them on the energies of, you know, we're here, you know, to work on ourselves, most definitely. But we can see that we're walking in the footsteps of those who have gone before, and to be open to the blessings that they experience in their lives, that we are too open to communing with angels and having their love and support, because God has sent them. You know, there's so many gifts that God gives us in our lives, and one of them is the gift of the fellowship of the angelic kingdom.
I know those angels are just incredible. Every day they remind me, and I try to remind everyone else, that they are just so, so divine and so gracious at the same time, and they have such good humor sometimes. You know, I can hear them, or they just, you know, send me symbols or signs, and always with good humor, and they make me laugh. And, you know, mostly times that when I'm not feeling well, it's the healing is coming just so much faster, Janie. I am just so impressed. You know, when I've had experiences, and I know you have too, where I just ask them, you know, to come when I go to sleep, if I don't feel well, if I'm getting a cold, and I'm getting like sore throat like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I've been, you know, battling the cold and the sore throats, but I just ask for this healing at night. Of course, I take my vitamins and my vitamin C, but just asking and requesting and being aware that they can come and heal me at any time, I'm amazed, because when I wake up, I feel so much better. I just can't even understand how good I feel. It's incredible.
Linda, I wanted to just add one thing also that you said earlier that you touched on about how you draw a card every day or you use your card.
I do.
And
I
really wanted, you were just talking about how, you know, to have that relationship with the angels. And if people find a deck of cards, you know, they could, during Virtue Has Beautiful Art, angel cards, something that speaks to the individual, something that speaks to you, and that you put them in a bowl and you draw a card every day and you read the message, you will find that not only do you learn about the art and you learn about the message from the book, but you'll be starting to create your own, what I call, light language with the angels. That you'll notice, you'll get a certain card when a certain thing's going on in your life, all right, with the energy. The cards, when the angels will start weaving a divine dialogue between you and the cards, because number one, you're making time every day for that communication, and you're looking to the cards for inspiration. You know, it's almost like the Bible, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. And so the deck of cards become this form of direct communication between yourself and the angels. So we can do things, I encourage people also, if you're able to meditate at the same time each day, you know, to do your spiritual practices, because it's like keeping a divine appointment, you know, a divine date book with the angels. And what you do, I mean, they'll come to us anytime. You've just, you know, expressed that so beautifully. But what we're doing, we're building an energy. We're building our own energy by being at the place in our house where we do our sacred work. You know, for example, it could be a chair. It could be something very simple. But we build upon it. And when we start making that commitment, I'm going to do my prayers, it really is life-changing. It really is. Because it's a message that we're saying, you know, to our higher self, yes, I know this is important. I know, you know, communing with angels helps to move me from parts of myself that are invisible, that they start becoming visible. I know I'm amping up my light by being with God's messengers who are all about light and are all about shining.
Absolutely. So, I'm going to interrupt you a little bit because I think we have a caller.
Lovely.
And hello, on line three.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Sorry, I didn't see your name. What's your question today, Deborah? And your birthday is on July 8th. I'm seeing that.
Yes.
Do you have a question your angels?
Do I have what?
Do you have a question? Or do you just want your guidance?
I'm just opening my heart to that, and so appreciative. Something that I'm going through right now is the healing from a beloved animal that I had for 12 years, and just being willing to embrace the memory and the gift of what was instead of just staying in the loss and the suffering.
He was poisoned.
That's why it hurts more.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry about that, too. It just feels a very sweet animal. Very sweet. There's an innocence around. Was this a puppy or a cat?
A dog.
It feels like a little puppy love. That's how it feels to me. Like there was so much innocence and you know that this wonderful soul of the puppy still has qualities of pure love for you, and that light is really reflecting right now. It just feels that it's going to your heart. So, you know, Archangel Michael is also saying, believe that you know your beloved little doggy or puppy is in angelic kingdom. You know, don't think he's very far. It's really close to you, and embrace that love that is still so pure. It just feels so pure. And you're very guarded and protected by Archangel Michael. Michael is coming out very strongly for you. Do you get anything, Janie?
Oh, well, I'm just reaching through the airwaves and putting my arms around you, Deborah.
Yeah.
Right, with the energies, because I had one of my little doggies make a sudden transition this year as well. And I totally understand the energy of feeling the loss. They're like our angels with fur. And that we love them so much, and that's such an honoring to you, you know, that you have such a beautiful, open, loving heart and are loved back, you know, by the animal kingdom and in particular a puppy. And I want you just to have the sensing that, you know, that you are always, always together with your puppy, right in your heart, right in your heart. We have the heart that we know, our beating heart, but right behind our physical heart is the energy of the divine heart that we are one with, really the light. And in that beautiful space, you can always just put your hand right over your heart and say to your little precious puppy, we're right here together in my heart energy. You're right here in my heart. You're never far apart from me. And you'll feel, you know, the love radiated to you by your puppy, because there's no way that the oneness of the two of you is separated. And I just know that the angels are just, you know, you can just imagine the angels romping, you know, with your puppy, and your puppy is totally healed, you know, and happy and playful again, but also always close to you with this love vibration, that you're just getting love beams from heaven from your puppy. How loved and cherished you are.
I so thank you for that affirmation. I've been experiencing this.
Good.
And the hard part is just totally releasing and letting go of the unanswerable, because I had felt that for sure he would have been with me till he was 17. Mm. So it's just letting go and allowing it to be. But I've had numerous beloved dogs in my life, including a guide dog, and that's like almost 25 years ago now. But this animal was a high being.
Mm.
It was the most extraordinary thing that I could have ever hoped for, and will treasure that for the rest of my life.
Oh, that's so beautiful. What a beautiful honoring of your relationship. And the relationship, you know, just goes on through your celebration of the time that the two of you, you know, had together, and the celebration of the light connection that is eternal. You know, you shared your birthday is July 8th, and that your birthday is the number 8. If you lay it on its side, it's the infinity symbol, the lemniscate. And so you're celebrating infinite love, love that is never ending. So God bless you. What a beautiful sharing.
God bless you, Deborah.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you for calling. Oh, it's so sad when we lose our beloved pets.
I can tell.
And I know that you totally understand.
When she was talking about, I just had my little Pinky, who I just, like Deborah said, you know, she had hoped that her doggie was, you know, going to live to 17, 18. And, you know, Pinky was a Jack Russell, and all my other Jack Russells had lived quite long lives. But Pinky had cancer and died very early. And just like she's saying, it's the shock or the suddenness and the loss vibration. And that's really when we need to know, when we know that through prayer we can go to God to be strengthened, because there are times when we just feel, you know, we just feel that, you know, that our light, you know, kind of got a little dimmer because of the loss of a love in a pet or a love in a family member, however the energy, and to go to God to be fortified and to be strengthened.
Oh, absolutely. Pets are our family, part of our family. I've had only cats in my family, but losing the previous one was so difficult for me, because I thought also I would have him for more time, but he was young, and I said, oh my God, even like your people, he was too young to go, but, but you know, I felt so much love. And, I want to mention also the wonderful healer is the Archangel Raphael. Don't you think he sends us so much health and healing when we're grieving also, Janie?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, and that's the energy to, you know, sometimes we're ready, willing, and able to be of assistance and healing to others, but we forget ourselves when we need it, when we need it. And so Raphael is there as God's messenger, you know, to help us, you know,
to help us get through the challenging time. Go through the grief, which is difficult as well.
It is.
But thank God we have the angels. And I was remembering also, you know, when I was grieving, I would just ask the angels for help. And I know that Raphael came through, and Michael just came out so powerful right now for Deborah, you know, protecting her right now and ensuring that she feels safe and that you know, she doesn't feel that emptiness, which it'll be for some time. But, you know, we know that our little friends go to a safe place.
I'm certain that people also share that wonderful poem, The Rainbow Bridge, you know, of how the animals cross the rainbow bridge. And I love that poem. People can find it. They can Google it on the internet. And it's a wonderful, comforting prayer for people who have had an animal, you know, go to heaven. So it's a beautiful blessing, too.
Yes. So thank you for sharing that. So tell us, what are you up to? Are you giving classes? Or I know that you give your workshops. Are you doing anything in December, Janie?
I will share that. One thing I wanted to share before I do that, I wanted to offer to people a degree. It's by Consuela Newton. And it's a very simple one that says, the light of God is within me. The light moves throughout me. The light supports me and protects me. And I am one with the light. And it's just an example of things when we were talking about prayers or mantras or statements to fortify ourselves. My service, I do readings over the telephone for people, you know, all over the planet. And when people are interested in doing readings, I always record it and then send people a copy of the CD so they can listen in the future.
Yeah.
I also do astrology work, spiritual astrology work. And there's a time, you know, once a year where you're, when you're born, the sun obviously is a certain sign and degree. People, you know your sun sign and the degree. Well, once a year, the sun comes to that space where it was when you were born. It's a very sacred moment. It's known as the solar return. It means the sun returns to the space where it was at the time of your birth. And so I do what's called solar return readings for people. And it's simply a way to look at what are the energies going to be for you for the year ahead. You know, you get to live your life. You have free will, you know, but it's an energy. I always say that our solar return is our soul having dialogue with us with things that are important for us to focus on in order to achieve, you know, the highest good in our lives. So I do solar return readings. And I'm just getting ready to do a number of retreats when the summer comes around. I do retreats at a place in Windsor, New York, called the Spiritual Center, with a group of Sisters of St. Joseph. And we do, you know, I do a number of weekend retreats there as well. So I feel very blessed with the beautiful people that my service, that God has allowed for my life to connect with through, you know, the service and the ministry that I do with the angelic kingdom.
I know, it's a wonderful ministry. And you were talking about the solar return and the zodiac, I think. Yeah, we were talking about that. But the other day I found out that we have zodiac angels. Do you know about that? I think I was reading it a little bit, that each zodiac sign had their own angel.
Well, and you know, I'm going to
and
say,
I said, these angels, you know, they're always helping us with everything. So.
Well, you're very correct on that. And you will, if you study the ancient Judaic teaching, they actually refer to the planets as angels near the throne of God. Mm-hmm. All right. So that, for example, Venus, you know, is considered the angel that is near the throne of God, who is the messenger of love and the arts and all the things that people are familiar. And I love that interpretation. Additionally, when we look at the zodiac wheel, there's 12 houses and there's 12 signs, all right, the energy of the 12. Each one of the signs has an angelic energy. And I've actually, you know, worked with the angels when I do solar return readings, depending on what house, you know, where your sun places itself for the next year. I always share with people the angel of that sign, you know, of that sign, who's really going to be assisting you. You know, you have all the angels around you all the time. But when there's a particular focus, and for example, Archangel Michael is recognized as the angel of the first ray, and it would be the first sign of the zodiac in the in the ministry I do. That's the interpretation I follow, you know, because the number one, you know, the number one vibration. And that Aries and that first house is about the I am presence, you know, the number one vibration. And Michael is that energy. His name in Hebrew means, you know, he, she who is like God, the ways that we are here to embrace the powers that God has given us. And Michael helps protect us, you know, protect us so that we can have that self-realization. So absolutely, when the more you study, whether it be numerology or astrology, I have found the more in awe of God I become, okay, because God has, you know, just divinely orchestrated everything to support us in being, you know, excited and enthusiastic about the gift of our lives. So, yeah, I totally agree. The angels are there in astrology as well. They're everywhere.
I know they're everywhere. I mean, they just flow through everything, and they're just wonderful conduit of light, and they just want to protect and take care of us. I love that. And why don't we take a little break? I'm going to give that number out again if anybody wants to call in for their angel messages. That's 1-888-627-6008. And you are listening to Angels Are Near Us. Our guest is Janie Feldman. And we will be back in like 60 seconds.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the Angels' Messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hi there, we are back. You're listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. So thank you, dear Janie, for being with us tonight, our wonderful angel teacher. So we were talking about your workshops and your classes. And how about your books, Janie? Do people order those through your website, or how?
We do. We have a store, you know, at earthangel4peace.com, as you were kind enough to share. Mm-hmm. And I have a deck of cards that I created with the angels called Spirituals, and it has 66 message cards and then 12 archangel cards. It makes a total of 78 cards, and the books are there. And I also have some booklets and CDs or MP3s that people can order. If people are interested, they can take a look at the website. And if they order, I'll be happy to autograph anything, you know, for them. So I just appreciate people taking a look at the store.
Yes, I encourage everybody to get Janie's books because they are just so divinely inspired. I just love how you write about the angels and all the angelic kingdom. You know that the spiritual cards, I had several decks that you sent me several years ago, and I give them out to sometimes to my clients as well, and people love them. Because these cards, I also take those out in the morning, and they are just so inspirational, Janie. It's like, you know, they have an inspiration phrase or sentence, and it's like, this is the one I'm going to use today, and it's just so incredible. Those spiritual cards are so cute.
Well, you know, when I was inspired by the angels to create those cards, because years ago there was a sweet little deck. They're still out there of angel cards that just have one word. And I was complaining, being human, and just saying, I need a little more than this. And the angel said, well, then create it. And so I said, well, by golly, that's what I'll do. And I sat down, and the cards were flowing, the messages from Spirit. And I got to the 66, and I couldn't, you know, I felt like I wasn't getting a message. And I said, I'm not, you know, receiving any inspiration. And they said, oh, yes, you are. You're just choosing not to see it. And so I said, well, I'm seeing the word discipline, and I don't want discipline in my deck. And I heard from the angels, and they said, you of all people need discipline. And so they gave me the most beautiful healing. They gave me the affirmation that discipline stands for I am a disciple to my higher self, and that we're following, you know, our higher self, because God has really created that as a North Star for us, a soul star to guide us. And so it gave me a whole new way of looking at the discipline energy. So that became the 66th card in the deck. And then I was inspired to add the 12 archangels so people would, you know of them and know their names and know how they bless us in our lives. So I always laugh that it was a growing experience big time for me in creating those cards with the angels.
I think they're wonderful. I think they're wonderful. And by the way, I have one right here because I had it right here next to your book. And the one that I have here is Archangel Michael.
Oh, do we love it? Do we absolutely love that energy?
I have it right here because I have communion with the angels here on my desk. And I open the book and it says the Archangel Michael. And the message says, the angels give you a blessing of divine will, power, and protection.
Yes, that's pure Archangel Michael energy,
that's
isn't it?
That's pure Archangel Michael. And I love all the rest of the cards. So, you know, if anyone listening goes to Janie's website, the spiritual cards are fabulous. So
well, Linda,
it would be a wonderful present, too, a wonderful gift.
Well, one funny thing, I was just doing a lot of cleaning in our basement. I have a lot of bookcases and things there, and I was just really working at getting it organized and releasing and letting go. And I had spent a great deal of time there. And I was coming up the steps, and there was one angel card. Don't ask me where it flew out of or where it came. And I turned it over, and it was the angel of release. And I just really felt it was like a high sign I was getting from heaven, acknowledging you did what you were supposed to do. You know,
get this
in order. But that's what we were talking about earlier, the synchronicity of God being God, giving us these signs and signals that, hey, you're on the right track, keep on going, you know, stay hopeful, don't give up, stay positive. And so I just laughed as I was going up the steps with that card, the angel of release. It felt really good. It felt really good.
Well, yeah, staying positive is just that's what you were just talking about. Positive thoughts is it gives us positive results. And I know that Archangel Michael is always encouraging us to do that.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me see. I see we have a caller. Hello, Shirley.
Yes.
Hi, Shirley. And your birthday is December 1st.
Yes.
You just had a wonderful birthday. Do you have a question for us?
I have to have a conversation with my sister. Do I need to talk about what? It's just difficult for me. I need to have the strength to accomplish the conversation.
Oh, you need to talk to your sister about a conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
But
you don't know how to proceed.
My inheritance.
You don't know how to proceed. That's what you're feeling, right?
Yeah, so I feel locked up.
I'll tell you the first thing that's coming
selfish.
Out. I'll tell you the first thing that's coming out, and this is amazing, Janie, when I tell you what's going to happen, because I usually use, you know, my angels and my archangel cards.
Right.
So the first card that comes out, it says meditation. And meditation is saying just, you know, sit down, center yourself, ask the angels to come to you and to bring you an answer and to bring you most of all peace. That's what they're saying, you know, because you need to find peace within yourself first. And then after this card, what came out was Padre Pio with the card of healing. And we were just talking about him a little while ago, Shirley. I don't know if you were listening. But the healing is surrounding you because what you have, you're in this fear. And so you need this healing of your heart and your healing of expression and of, you know, just speaking your truth. That's what they're saying, just speaking your truth. So the angels are really trying to indicate to you. Just sit down, try to be peaceful, bring that peace into your heart, and then you can express exactly what you feel and what you need to say.
Oh, okay.
What do you think, Janie?
Okay. I support that, and I'm also going to say to you, Shirley, that to get out a little notebook paper or even do it on your computer where you write a letter. First of all, before you have the conversation, you write a letter to your sister's guardian angel. You write a letter about what your focus and intention is on this conversation. You say in the letter what you want to say, you know, really without the emotions, all right, the energy. Of course, I'm honoring your emotions, but there's something you want to accomplish. There's something that needs to be expressed. And so you express it to the guardian angel. And so you see the guardian angel as really a liaison, because I have a guardian angel, you have a guardian angel, and it is an energy of this fluidity of light going back and forth. So you sit down and you pour out. That letter is something you keep for yourself. You're not going to give it to your sister. It's an opportunity, just as Linda was saying. The meditation is an opportunity for sit down, to be open to spirit, to have spirit give you the right words to say, you know, so that you convey exactly what you want to say, so you're concise and there's a clarity vibration. So you're working with the angels, and also you call in Padre Pio, you call in all of God's healing saints and the healing angels to help this be a blessing conversation that you have, that it's for the highest good of you and it's the highest good for her, all right? And as you said, she's in a different place of looking at things than you, but you're really seeing that God is going to create the sacred space between the two of you, so that what needs to be said can be said with love, and can be said with honesty, and can be said with openness. So allow yourself to use, you know, to consider the spiritual tools that Linda and I are suggesting, because it will help you get comfortable, you know, ahead of time with the conversation.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, thank you. Oh, man, these things are really helping.
Yeah, it is. It is helpful. I mean, the guardian angel is just fantastic. I'm so glad that Janie reminded us that, because you bring in your guardian angel and you just write the letter. And you know what? Sometimes you're writing and then you don't even notice that
so
what you're
true.
Writing until you read it later. You say, "Oh my God, did I write that?" And it's like you're completely inspired by your angel, and that's what they want you to do. You know, you're going to have this wonderful balance and harmony. That's what the angels are. It's coming out right now and saying, "You need to have this balance and harmony in your life, Shirley."
That's beautiful. And you can,
oh yeah,
you can then,
sure do.
With what you've written, Shirley, you can then just print it out or read it out loud. Imagine your sister is sitting across from you, and then you read what you want to say, what you've written to her guardian angel. And and you don't have to use that. You don't have to take that letter with you when you talk. But it gives you an opportunity to hear yourself say out loud what it is that you want to say. You know, so it makes you have more self-confidence. As Linda was saying, it brings harmony, and it brings calmness and peacefulness to the dialogue between you and your sister.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Shirley, so much. Do you need anything else?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Gosh.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you
God
for calling.
God bless you, Shirley.
Oh, I love when the angels just bring us this guidance. It's wonderful to be inspired, isn't it, Janie, so that we could just convey the messages.
Absolutely. It all comes from God, you know, to be of blessings and to be of service. And so, you know, just so that everyone knows that it's not a special gift that you and I have. It's a blessing that God has given to everyone, that we can open ourselves and just flow with spirit. That's what the energy of inspiration means, inspira. You know, spirit comes into me, and so it helps us with the challenges in our lives. So I just always feel so blessed when you and I get together.
I just love it that let's do this all night. But anyway, so call in because we are ready. But mentioning that when you were talking a little while ago about, you know, inspiring us, enriching our soul and being inspired, you know, we uplift our frequency. So it's not that it's a gift that we all have, but you have to nurture that gift. And sometimes, you know, even myself, I say, well, wait a minute, why am I not receiving the answers that I need? Or wait a minute, angels, because, you know, I get upset too as a human being. Mm-hmm. You know, of God, haven't you listened to me? I've been asking for this. And, you know, we all go through this. But again, I say, well, have I practiced my prayer? Have I practiced my meditation? Have I done my practice? You know, I need to be inspired by music. I need to be writing. And like you said, Janie, writing is the most wonderful tool, I believe, just to help us release what we're feeling. But at the same time, we receive guidance.
It is. It really is. All the things that you're saying, we have, it's really our responsibility. We're accountable for our lives and responsible. We're guardians and stewards. And so spiritual practices, and whenever you can be at your computer or taking pens to paper, you're allowing your thoughts, you know, to have tangible expression. So they come up and out. And a lot of times, I'm trying to remember the book, and I can't remember this time, maybe your listeners, but it was a woman who was encouraging people to journal about 12 pages a day, which what she was saying. And she said, it wasn't, you're not writing it to get published. You're not writing it for anyone else but yourself. But she said, while you get into that fluidity, you let things come up and out that have been pent up inside of you. You know, things that, and she said, it's such a healing process. All right. The artist way. Julia Cameron, the artist way. I just
the artist
spirit,
way. Yes.
The artist way. And she was saying the way to let our artistic energy, and she means creative energy that's inside of all of us, is to be priming the pump. And she gave the activity where we do this journaling or this writing so that we're giving a place for our thoughts. And we're giving a place for, you know, where we can question things or we can express our uncertainty. So it is it's a healing practice. And it is every day we raise our energy. Archangel Michael said a message, if you take the I am, he's saying this is a time for us to intensify our passion. And that's really to, you know, put the light and the focus on things that we love and that are uplifting and beautiful and inspiring. He said to amplify our energy through music and people that really raise the energy, you know, as you gave examples of, and to magnify our light, just as stars are, you know, rated according to magnification, to do things that increase our light vibration. He gives us ways, if we open to his inspiration, he is a messenger from God of how to protect our light, how to believe in our light, how to accept the power, you know, the radiance that God has placed within us. So the energy is that I do encourage all your listeners to get to know Archangel Michael. He loves you, loves you, loves you, and he just welcomes the opportunity to do God's service, you know, to be our protectors and to be a guardian to us all.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I mean, Archangel Michael is a very powerful archangel. I mean, they all are, but Archangel Michael has so much strength and gives so much courage. It's just amazing the way he can inspire you and protect you and guide you and embrace you. It's very powerful. You know, I feel that power of Michael. And it's at the same time, he's also very, very nurturing. But you're saying, you know, it's he who is like God. That's his name, Michael. So it's just wonderful. It's just I'm so glad that you're reminding of this, because I did want to remind everyone, because the difference, and I want to make the difference of the saints. I think you did mention this, Janie, that the saints are those who chose to be examples for humanity, right?
Yes.
They were human
yes.
beings. They lived
they were,
and they
right.
dedicated and developed their life and their connection to God. And that's why they're spirit guides for us. And the angels and the archangels' purpose is to support us during all our life journey, and they give us the wisdom and the guidance and the strength and the messages, and they're just this pure, pure, divine, loving light.
That's a beautiful description. I totally agree. That's a beautiful description, Linda.
So it's just to, like you're saying, magnify that light with the angels. As Janie was saying, raise the vibration, each one of us. And as we all raise it together, you know, our light, our consciousness, it goes to a very high frequency. Can you imagine if we all did that, Janie? All the earth would be in this wonderful frequency of light.
That's a vision I hold every day in
let's
my meditation.
Hold, let's hold that, that vision for this season.
And that's why I like the song, Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me. You know, the energy, in order there to be the fullness of light that we're all envisioning, it has to start with each and every one of us. You know, yes. Being responsible for our own inner light and our own inner peace.
Absolutely. Well, I am going to close now the show. I want to thank you so much, Janie, for with us, for, you know, providing your wisdom and your wealth of knowledge and just inspiring you with the angelic light. Thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Linda.
And to all our listeners, well, just wishing you a beautiful season of light. Remember to be in joy. Remember to find that raising an energy that you need, mostly the joyful music of the season. And so have a beautiful Christmas. Have a wonderful new year. And until next time, may God bless you and the angels always guard you. Good night.